The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. The best way to reach us and find out what we do is to go to our website at blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. My guests today are Adriana and Kevin, and they're with Opportunity Fund, and I'm so excited. This is one of the few times I wish I had an hour show. There's so much information we got to share, so let's dive right in it. Adriana and Kevin, what the heck is Opportunity Fund?
Well, Carl, thank you so much for having us. We're so lucky to have these moments with you and to talk to you and everyone that's listening about Opportunity Fund. You know, Opportunity Fund is a nonprofit micro lender. We're based right there in your neighborhood in San Jose. Mm-hmm. We've been around for a little while. We've been around for 25 years now. And again, you know, what makes us really passionate about what we do mm-hmm. is because we have this vision. We have this vision of an inclusive world, you know, where all small business entrepreneurs and communities have an opportunity to make their dreams come true. And our mission, you know, our mission is really just we need to be part and participate in driving economic mobility. Just we need to make affordable capital for small business owners so that they can make their dreams come true. They can make their business successful and they can bring to their family and friends, you know, a better future. So we lend to small businesses. We lend working capital to small businesses, and we lend also to truckers, to equipment finance loans, and we also lend money for mobile food trucks. So if someone is looking to change from a restaurant to a mobile food truck, we also do that. So we're very, very involved in the community. Our focus is really to serve low to moderate income borrowers. 82% of the small businesses that we serve are entrepreneurs of color. 34% are women entrepreneurs. So we want to help as much as we can and try to find ways to provide them with capital so that they can grow their businesses.
Man, that's very important. Kevin, is there anything you want to add to that?
I would say we just take a lot of pride in helping out as many entrepreneurs in this tough time, particularly people that are in low to moderate income areas, minority owners. We try to help out as many women-owned businesses as well. And we just take a lot of pride in making sure that customers always understand where they're at in the process, make sure they're knowledgeable about what the program entails with PPP and the terms involved, and we just try to make sure that people have a really good experience.
Man, when I hear terms like affordable capital, do you know that's like music to my ears? As a chamber president and all the small businesses that we have, people are always looking for what? Access to capital, access to contracts, relationships. And I think you guys are going to be one of my more strategic partners. Now there's a loan that we've been talking about recently, and it's the PPP loan. Can you guys tell our listeners first, what the heck does PPP mean? And what are you guys doing special for that loan?
Sure, Carl, I'll take that and then I'll shoot it over to Kevin. Well, PPP means Paycheck Protection Program. Mm-hmm. And it's a program that is supported by the Small Business Association and obviously by the federal government. And basically what it says is that we are able to provide a loan that will support your payroll needs, mm-hmm. and other expenses of your small business. So the way this works is basically we have an opportunity fund now to be able to have some extra capital mm-hmm. to help small businesses who are looking for this type of loan. It's a very, I would say, very straightforward opportunity. What's so interesting about this loan is that it basically allows forgiveness mm-hmm. if that borrower has complied with the rules of this program, mm-hmm. it would allow them to have the loan completely forgiven.
Say that again. Say that again.
Completely forgiven.
Free money.
Yep. So basically what it says, the rules say that if we use this loan, 60% mm-hmm. of what we have, what we get, right? And mm-hmm. and Kevin will dive into how we calculate what we get, right? Mm-hmm. But 60% of what we get goes to our payroll. And 40% goes to other type of expenses that small businesses have. And we put together all this paperwork during these months, collect mm-hmm. all the paperwork. We will present that. And we have until the end of December of this year mm-hmm. to put all that and use that money. We'll present it and we can get forgiven. And most likely the word out there, okay, this is just the word out there. But the rumor is that most loans under $100,000 will probably have a big, big chance of getting forgiven. Now, if you don't get forgiven, what's interesting mm-hmm. is that this loan is only has a 1% interest rate. Hmm. And it's so basically it's a 5-year loan at 1%. So let's just say that you didn't get forgiven. Where can you get a 1% loan to put right. into your business, right? It's really wow. hard. Well, they've made some easy things right now, which is really good. I mean, at the beginning, you know, this is there was a second round. The first round, the money that they put into the program disappeared in 3 days because all the big banks went in there and they mm-hmm. had everybody lined up. The second round, they did it differently, fortunately, and gave us all small organizations and nonprofits like us trying to help an opportunity to push applications through. We did it with our customers. That was our first focus. Our first focus mm-hmm. was we have to care about our people first and our customers and provide them that opportunity to get that application through the funnel, right? And that's what we did. And now we've got this tiny little window here, Carl, mm-hmm. tiny little window that we want to see if we can help the community in getting these PPP loans.
Now, why do you say it's a tiny window?
It's a tiny window because, unfortunately, this program ends the 30th of June. Mm. And for us to be able to help, we've kind of had to put a date of the 26th in our heads because, you know, there's a process, right? You have to fill mm-hmm. out an application online. Mm-hmm. You've got to upload some documents. And then us, as Opportunity Fund, you know, we need to go through the underwriting, right? We need mm-hmm. 2 business days to underwrite and make sure that all the documents are right and they're correct. Mm-hmm. There's a calculator that Kevin will talk about. And then we've got to submit it. And mm-hmm. then we have to wait for that ETRANS number, which means that means the Small Business Association has mm-hmm. approved the loans. And that means we're good to go. And we're good into that window, inside that window, up until the 30th.
Now, Kevin, she said that you were going to be the guy talking about, you know, underwriting or how it works or, you know, can you give me some idea? If I'm listening to this program and I'm a small business owner and say I'm a, you know, different types of owner, you know, because, you know, there's different types of businesses. I may have a corporation, a C Corp. I may be LLC. I may be a sole proprietor. Tell me, Kevin, how could I get some of this PPP money?
Great question. So it does depend on your legal structure. We do work with all types of legal structures. So even if you are a sole proprietor and just fill out a Schedule C, we can work with that. We do have a resources page on Opportunity Fund that can help guide you through what documentation you would need and how to calculate your loan amount based on the different legal structures. So I think it's important to note the eligibility because there are some basic eligibility that I think is important to understand before anyone spends time on this is first, you have to be in operation on or around February 15th, 2020. That's when kind of the COVID started to happen and affecting a lot of businesses. Again, you can be,
so let me stop you right there, Kevin.
Sure.
So you had to have been in operation. You had to have had your business started before February. What was that date? February 15th?
February 15th. Yep.
Okay, so February 15, 1920, that means you would have to have been in business by February 15th, 2019 to have 1 year, right?
No, you can have started February 1st, 2020. We just have to document that you're in operations. It is helpful to have documentation to understand your payroll, but depending on your legal structure, there's different documentation that we can use to verify payroll. But yeah, you could have started in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it a little bit challenging, a little bit more challenging to verify documentation, but it's possible.
Wow. Now, you know, if someone want to, and I'll do this twice because we have a first half of the show and a second half of the show, somebody's very interested and they're getting ready to get out of their car. They want to know, how could they connect with you? Can you give us your website, a phone number, whatever you feel you want to give the listeners and say it twice so they can hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best place to contact is pppphelp@opportunityfund.org. And I'll repeat it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So triple P, PPP, help at opportunity fund with a D.org. And if you just simply email that with what you're looking for, that's an email address that myself and a colleague are handling, and we'll get back to you with whatever's needed to help them move this forward or answer any questions that you have.
Man, I have so many questions, but we're almost near the end of our first half of our show, so I'm going to save some of my questions for the second half. But I'll tell you right now, any business that's listening to this, this may be your last opportunity. Everybody's always thinking, Adriana and Kevin, that there's going to be another stimulus.
Oh, right, right.
There may be.
We don't know.
But you don't know. So we suggest you listen to this. Go to pppphelp@opportunityfund.org. And as I always say, stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connect.
Bay Area residents, we need your help. The coronavirus has affected everyone, and that includes Silicon Valley. Nonprofits that help small businesses like our Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce are in dire need of support. Your support helps us support and assist small businesses with workshop webinars and even one-on-one technical training for free. Please give, whether it's your time, your volunteer expertise, or donations. Go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com and see how we help Bay Area communities.
And now back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I'm your host, Carl Davis Jr. Man, we're talking to Adriana and Kevin, and we're talking about Opportunity Fund. That's millions of dollars that's waiting for you, small business owner. Kevin's going to tell you how you can get it. Kevin, you were talking a little bit about eligibility before we left on the first half. Continue what you were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can work with a variety of different legal structures. So if you're an independent contractor, sole proprietor, LLC, partnership, corporation, it is important that you are residing in the U.S. or your employees reside in the U.S. There are a few certain industries that are prohibited just for Opportunity Fund. If you reach out to us again, if we can't work with that industry, we will send you a referral on where we can send you to. Unfortunately, we can't fund nonprofits. And if you have already applied or if you have already gotten SBA number, unfortunately, we can only have one PPP loan. So those are some of the requirements and eligibility descriptions.
And those are the rules by the SBA. Those aren't your rules. Those are the rules you guys are operating on administering this SBA type funds, right?
Correct. Exactly. Except for the industries. That's an opportunity fund, but everything else is based on what the SBA guidelines are.
Well, I know, Adriana, you had something you wanted to add to that.
I do. I think that to add to what Kevin was talking about, I think what's important also for everyone to know is what is needed. Because when we talk about documents, we think about loans. Oh, my goodness, there must be a whole bunch of documents that I might not have. So I might not be eligible. So I think that that's important to cover. Also, I think, Kevin, why don't you just go through the simple list of our documents from, you know, our Schedule Cs, if they're a sole prop, et cetera, and then go jump into that loan calculator, because I think people are going to want to know, how do I calculate how much money I can get through a PPP loan?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to keep our documentation requests very simple and straightforward. If you are a sole proprietor or a single member LLC, we ask for a Schedule C. Now, if you haven't completed your 2019 Schedule C yet, that is okay. We can send you a fillable form. You just have to complete it. Doesn't necessarily have to be filed. So again, if you have not filed your 2019 tax returns, that's okay. We still might be able to work with you. If you do have employees, generally a business will have a quarterly tax filing called Form 941. 941, you'll have four quarterly tax filings, and that's what we'll use to calculate your payroll. We also request an SBA application. It's a two-page document. A lot of it is checking off boxes and confirming certifications, so it shouldn't take too long. We also ask for a 2020 February bank statement. That's how we verify the income coming in for your business in February, around February 15th. We ask for a color front and back driver's license or government ID, which is really simple. You just take a picture and email it to us. And then lastly, a loan calculator. And this helps us determine how you calculated your loan amount. I think that, Carl, any questions on in terms of requesting documentation?
Yeah, I want to ask you about the documentation. That's great. A lot of people, small business owners, are, you know, wondering what they'd have to get. And by you saying that, that's wonderful. If they need to follow up, we're going to tell them how to get to you to follow up. Because if they have questions and they want to work with you, you guys will assign them like an individual advisor, correct?
Absolutely. You guys will be working directly with my team. And so each request is assigned a particular advisor that will guide you through the process, help you collect any documents, answer any questions, guide you through the full process in order to get funded.
Well, that is so huge, Kevin, because many small business people, I mean, they have enough trouble trying to manage their small business, let alone trying to manage this process. But this is very important. This may be, as Adriana said earlier, the last chance that someone may be able to participate in this PPP fund. And I want to just throw this out again, and you guys will do it at the end of the show. It's PPP Help, H-E-L-P, at opportunityfund.org. Now, when you were talking about the calculator, you know, I learned before that you figure out your average monthly payroll and then you just multiply it by 2.5. Is it as simple as that?
It's put it in simple terms. It does depend on your legal structure on where you pull the monthly payroll figure. And that might be a little bit more challenging part. But again, we have a resources page. We provide you an Excel loan calculator to help you figure that amount. Again, if you have questions, my team can help guide you through that process. But at a high level, yes, we figure out what the monthly payroll is, times it by 2.5. And that covers basically 2.5 months of payroll during this COVID period and pandemic period.
So that's the total of the amount, right?
Right.
So that's important. So it's 2.5 times our monthly payroll. Right. And again, we created this calculator. So it's really simple for everyone to just plug in the numbers and the Excel sheet calculator will give us the final number that we need to put into the application so that it gets approved.
And it's very important that people remember what Adriana said earlier, that you used to be, you'd have to use this funds up in 8 weeks, But Adriana said, now you can go all the way to what? December.
End of December, 24 weeks. Yes, that has been incredible. And also something that came out, I think was yesterday, I believe. It's the, they call it easy form. And that's the form for forgiveness. This was the big question about this program. How difficult is it going to be when the time comes for us to be able to get loans to be forgiven? And now they've created a very simple, easy form that that those that get approved will be able to fill out and finally get their loan forgiven.
Wow, that meant for loan forgiven. I mean, that's almost sounding too good to be true. So let me ask you this. Tell me about your process. I'm Carl Davis Jr. I got a business. I contact you and Kevin. You guys get my information. Tell me about the process and the timing of what it would take for me to finally get the money in my account.
Absolutely. I can take that one and talk about the process. Mm-hmm. We have two ways we can help start the process. For people that are okay with technology, we have an online link that you can apply with, and you fill out the information on a computer or laptop. We're not optimized for mobile on that front, but if you fill out the information online, submit the documents digitally, we can intake applications that way. If you want a little help, our team is also able to enter the application in for you. We do try to request all the documents up front, so that way we can move the application through seamlessly. So you would collect your documents, email it to PPP Help. I would distribute that to someone on my team. They'll contact you. They might have some documents. We may come back to you with additional questions or missing items or things that might need small corrections. Once we get that information, we'll get it ready to be submitted to the ETRAN system for an SBA number. Once we have an SBA number, that funding from the SBA has been allocated to your business. Lenders have up to 10 days to distribute funds, but I don't think we would take that long. I think it would, on average, it was taking more about 5 business days. I think we still might be able to shorten that up a bit too. So,
wow.
We've done
basically, right, Kevin, between by the time we get all the documentation and we start reviewing and the moment the funds go into that bank account, it's about 7 days a week max, I think would be, 7-8 days.
That is fantastic. Now, you guys are, I don't know how much money you have that you're going to lend out, but the typical loan size is normally what, and what do you think it's going to be for this PPP plan?
What's interesting is that our PPPs throughout the 6 weeks that we were helping our existing customers averaged about $15,000-$16,000 per each loan. And, again, we work with small businesses that really need that type of capital to be able to get through this that we're all living through.
Man, that is wonderful.
Yeah, there's been organizations, I think the average was 75,000, right? But we're at that range of 15,000 that I think is really a capital that it's important to disperse.
I'd like to share something with our listeners if they thought, because some small businesses, and for whatever reason, became unbankable or not bankable, right? And so if you didn't have a banking relation, it was pretty difficult for you to get what? PPP funds. But now with Opportunity Fund sharing what they're sharing, if you had problems being bankable before, we're encouraging you to contact Adriana and Kevin at the Opportunity Fund. That is correct, right?
Yeah, I think that what's important to underline on that definitely bank account is important, because it's a way, like Kevin said, that we confirm that the business was operational. And it's also a way for us to be able to send the loan to you, right? There are other ways that we can find ways to fund the loan, through maybe a debit card or a debit situation or a pay card. There's different options, but in an ideal world, it would makes it so much simpler and quicker, right? Because we're running against the clock. Remember,
that
if we can have these things in place, we'll get that loan through. We'll get all the documents up and we'll get that SBA approved number.
Once again, the email address is ppphelp@opportunityfund.org.
Yes. Hey, thank you, Carl, and blessings to everyone, and be all safe and well.
Please, if you missed this show, you can catch it again at blackchamber.com. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Adriana. As I always say, stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.